afternoon, Truth Wins team. Oh, good to be with you again. Big mistake.
Whoa.
Who made that big mistake? Oh, well, we'll have to find out.
Well, but first, big mistakes are not easy to overcome.
But they are overcomable. First, we'll pray, and then we'll get into our lesson.
We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, for all your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your revelation to understand your word and be guided by your Holy Spirit. We thank you that we are driven by our born-again spirits to be cognizant of your spirit words and your spirit that dwells in us. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, name of all names. Amen.
Amen. Well, as we know, society today is really kind of in your face a lot, like all kinds of kind of attacking you and in your face. So let's see what happened where someone comes out and what they did. And maybe it was a big mistake.
A big mistake.
Let's see what they did.
It says in Luke 8:27. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time, and he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs.
Right, so...
Yeah, this guy's running down the hill at him out of the mountains, and he's naked as a jaybird.
Right, well, so most of us... And if today we were out and, well, let's say we went to San Francisco and we were just going to get out of the boat. We're at the pier, the Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah.
And a nude man comes running out.
Running out, and you're going, oh, no, what's happening here?
Right, because it said he was mad and he was angry and he
he's crazy,
was out
man.
Of control. And so what would we do? We could say, whoa, that would be a
We'd run the other way?
That would be a big mistake. We'd want to run. But is that what we should do? Probably not. The other side was the demon-possessed man. It would be the same as if someone today was running at us or running at Jesus, because we have the power given to us by Jesus. So if someone comes up to us, what are we going to do? Let's go on and see what occurred.
What occurred was in Mark 5:5, always night and day in the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying out and cutting himself with stones.
Right. And today we hear a lot about people, they say that they have mental illness, but I don't know that all is just mental illness. What does it appear that is the problem?
Well, they're cutting themselves because they think the devil wants them to...
Right, they're harassed. They're possessed by the
right.
devil. If you think about it, as we read the Bible, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which we're not going to read it today because that would take too long, and you would probably maybe fall asleep. So we don't want you to do that because that would be a big problem if you fell asleep. We don't want that kind of big problem.
We get bored quickly.
Right, so what happens is... The man is angry. Let's see, what did he do? I kind of lost my train of thought. Oh, that's what he was doing. He was cutting himself. And I was going back to mental illness. If we look in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see that half of the healings or whatever you want to call them, the miracles, I guess would be called, that Jesus performs is... Casting out demons. So I would think...
And I'm sure it's no different today. Everybody takes a bunch of drugs to try to put down the demons, but the demons don't leave just because you took some drugs.
Right, because I was kind of amazed. I was listening to someone talk, and they were a doctor, and they were saying how many people are on drugs to
Ritalin.
Be calm. And we don't need to have drugs. If we're being harassing, drugs don't really... solve our issues. We need to be healed and whole. We don't need to just mask. So let's see what happens next.
And then Mark 5:6 says, when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him.
Right. So you can see that Jesus had the anointing. We should have the anointing. So
and the demons in the spirit realm, they knew that Jesus was the Messiah. They say that.
Right, which that was probably, if you think about that, that was one of the big mistakes they made. I think I would have had the nude man run somewhere out, maybe out with the swine, because yeah. You're going, do you really want to take on Jesus?
Well, demons are not, you know.
Very smart.
They don't have any revelation from God, so they're just running around like
making
stupid.
Big mistakes.
Yeah, they're just stupid people, but they're stupid spirits
demons.
That don't really have any, they're just like a bunch of, like less than dogs.
Well, no, but what it is, it's like what's occurring today. People want to get in your face. They think they can intimidate you. They can shut you down. I don't think you need to be angry. We're trying to grow together. So we don't need to be angry, but we need to say things that are truth. If we hear things that we know people shouldn't be doing, we don't get angry. We don't dislike them. We just try to show them the truth, because the truth will set them free.
Right.
So when
that's our thing.
Truth wins. Truth sets you free. Yes. You know the truth.
You know the truth, and truth shall set you free.
Right. So we see the demons made a big mistake, but it appears the man didn't make a big mistake. He realized.
Well, he rebelled against the devil. That's in the demons in him.
And he worshiped Jesus.
Yes.
Which was a wise thing to do. So in the midst of a big problem or a big mistake, we can always go to God and we will find our answer. So let's see what happened.
And this is Mark 5:8. For he said to him, come out. Jesus said, come out of the man, you unclean spirit.
Right, so what do we do when we encounter someone that's demon possessed? What we can
cast them out.
We can
in
say
the name of Jesus.
We can say the same thing. Come out, you unclean spirit,
yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Right.
We were given that power. It's given in Matthew.
Right.
It's given at the end of Mark. It's given to us when Jesus died. He took back the keys to the kingdom and the
Mark's
power.
16:15-19 says, cast out demons.
Right.
And Jesus is telling us to do it.
Right, so let's see. So it seems like, well, that big problem is solved. Is there any other big problems?
Well,
in this
the problem is in this next.
Well, let's read on.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
It says in Mark 5:9-10, says, he asked him, what is your name? He's asking the evil spirit, what is your name? And he said to him, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he begged him much that he would not send them away out of the country. The words all the devils lends credence to the interpretation of legion as denoting the sheer number of demons or spirits inhabiting this one man. It's going to take a great herd of swine or pigs to offload them all from the man. This name Legion in Strong's Concordance, it says, is a reference to a Roman military regiment which varied in soldier strength from 4,000 to 6,000 troops.
Right, so we're seeing one person, we have the power to command.
And Jesus is asking, who's the strong man? And he says, Legion.
Right.
There is a head demon involved in all this.
But we see that we have the power to cast out 6,000 demons out of a person.
Right.
It's an amazing
power.
They
have no power over us.
Right, because a lot of times we wonder, why did Jesus go there and why did Jesus do this? But it's to teach us our authority and our power.
Yeah,
and
the authority of the believer.
Well, and it's kind of interesting that maybe we'll read on, because I know what the verses say, but I'm not really sure what order. I don't want to tell the whole story. At the end, we can recap.
Right, we can recap.
We'll read the next thing and see what else happens.
It says in Mark 5:15-17, then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid, and those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. The country of the Gadarenes is one of the few areas Jesus visited where Gentiles or non-Jews compose the majority of the population.
Right, so that because a lot of people might ask, what in the world were Jews doing taking care of swine? Because they were unclean animals.
I would say that they were in business.
Right, well, it's kind of fun. Well,
they were doing business with the Gentiles.
Well, you see the picture behind us of Jesus. We went to the Catholic Church, and that's an actual
shroud.
Image from the shroud. But it's interesting, they have a museum there. We suggest anybody who comes to Sacramento...
to Guadalupe Catholic Church.
Right, goes to that museum.
There's a display there.
But I remember we were fortunate. We have a good friend who's really involved in the Catholic Church, and he got... one of the priests to give us a private...
Right, it was a special presentation.
Right, and it was funny because he was going to ask us, he asked us, like, are we Catholic? And it happens we aren't.
No, we're born-again Christians.
So then he asked us, well, why would Jesus do that? And I go, well, because swine are unclean. And he goes, whoa, you knew that. He thought he was going to trick me on all these biblical questions. But really, if you're a Christian, you can be any... go to any church as long as God's there and you're being... fed the word. They all have good points. They all have some maybe not perfect points, but we're all striving to know Jesus better. So we see what was the big mistake. The demons ran out and were screaming and mad and yelling and trying to intimidate Jesus. And was Jesus intimidated?
No, he knew his power.
Right. So he knew the question to ask, who's the head honcho? What's your name? So that he'd know who he had to take authority over.
Right.
And then
because you notice he cast him out, but he didn't leave. Then he had a more conversation with the demon that was inside of the man, the nude man.
Right. Well, the demon made a big mistake because he thought Jesus hasn't died. The Messiah hasn't come. It's not the time for anybody to have authority over us. But God always had authority throughout the Bible to do all kinds of miracles and make things happen. So the demon made a big mistake thinking that, because we see that with the prophets, like
right.
They prayed and it didn't rain, and they prayed it rained. They did lots of things besides Jesus, all kinds of people.
Yeah, they prophesied things and they died, and then it happened later on. They said, well, it was a fake prophet. But it wasn't a fake prophet. It just doesn't happen in a New York second. It might happen 10 years later. You never know.
Right, so we see that the demon was thinking he was safe if he ran out. And it's probably what people nowadays think when they try to intimidate you with anything. If you know what the truth is, as God's told you, then you don't really want to fight with them and combat with them. You just state the truth.
Well, yeah, the truth, you know, if God said it, I believe it, that settles it. So whatever anybody else says, no real power.
Well, right. Like people can say, well, it's legal. It's fine. Like, for example, smoking marijuana, whatever you do, I don't know, eat it, smoke it, take it, whatever you do. I don't really know what you do, but they can say, well, it's legal and we can do it. Well
yeah,
God
it's legal,
said,
but
God
that doesn't make it right.
Your temple, your body's the temple of God. Really, God lives in you and says not to do it. So it probably is not really that healthy for you. I've known people who...
tattoo themselves?
Well, I wasn't even going there. We're still talking about the other day. They smoked. They were going, well, they didn't smoke cigarettes. And they're going, well, this won't hurt me. Well, they both died of lung cancer. So probably smoking, any smoke
well,
you put in your body
everything has
is not
a
good.
Repercussion.
Right.
You know, everything has a rudder. And if your rudder is going in the wrong direction, is taking you to hell, that's not the rudder you don't want a millstone over your neck. You know?
So we're going back to big problem. It's a big problem if you're doing what you're not supposed to. So if we see people in our face saying whatever they want to say, and we're not trying to tell you what you should believe and what you shouldn't believe. You should just believe the Bible. We're not God.
Know the word of God.
So if God says it's wrong, it's wrong.
There's a reason it's wrong.
Right, and he gave us the book to tell us what we should be doing, what's good for our health. Otherwise, it's a big problem when we don't do what it is. It probably ends in death because it's not good.
Premature death.
Right, and so people think people get away with things, but a lot of times we don't know the backstory. It may look like they got away with it, but You don't when you really know the story, like way when it's over, the big problem was the big problem, and you don't
get away with anything.
Right. So the good thing is for the man who was possessed, there was a big problem. He was possessed. He was out of his mind. He was cutting himself, but he had some bit of, I think God builds it in us.
That's why Jesus showed up to deal with this guy.
But it's not just that. The man himself, even though he had a legion of demons, he still had within his being, which we all have, the acknowledgement that there is a God. We can look in nature and see God. And he ran out and worshiped Jesus. And that's great. Well, then we hear the rest of the story. Jesus casts him out and the man sitting clothed. And he's cast the demons into the swine, and the herdsmen why are the herdsmen upset?
Well, that's their business.
Right, so they're going, oh no.
Oh, we're out of business now.
My money's cut off. It's
all about money, the root of all evil, huh?
So they go in, and they're the herdsmen. I don't know if they were totally the owners. The owners might have been in the city, and they were just the hired help. They go in and tell, and everybody comes out to see Jesus, and they're like amazed because
they get fearful. I would presume the evil spirits wanted this. They were thinking that other things are going to happen here, so they got the people to say, "Jesus, leave."
But what were they fearful of? Losing their money.
Losing their money.
Their power.
Their power.
Like Jesus, if he's the Messiah, he might come take over their city. And they didn't.
Well, but they didn't see the truth will set you free. Your needs will be taken care of. The Lord's my shepherd; I shall not want.
Right. So that's what I think we're going to say is we will have big problems. It's not like there wasn't a problem.
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, good things, shall come unto us.
I think it's funny that what's really happening. We chose our title. Before some big things happened recently that are big mistakes that are going to be revealed down the road. And it's so weird we came up with big mistakes when we listen to the news,
named Big Mistake before any of this stuff happened in the news.
Right, and now the news is all saying, this is a big mistake, this is a big mistake.
But, it must have been a little prophetic there.
but it is true that it may seem like a mistake. It may seem like it. I'm sure for the man who was, they had tried to chain him up, tried to stop him. He broke chains. Nobody could stop him. They just figured it could never be solved. It's impossible. This man is more powerful.
Leave him alone.
Right, because he's got a legion of demons in him who just gives him strength like Hercules, rip the chains apart. And so they're going, oh, there's no way this can be solved. But we want to tell you that Jesus did this to show you the power you have. You have power against 6,000 demons, or you have power for anything. Because when Jesus died on the cross, what did he say?
He says, lay hands on the sick and they shall go.
He said, it's finished.
Oh, it's finished. I have all power on heaven and earth.
Right, and then he gives it to
you. And then he delegated it. Right after that, he said in Mark 16:15-19, he said, cast out demons, speak with new tongues. If you take any poisons or anything and you get stabbed by anything that's poison, it will not hurt you. And he said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And then he was ascended and went to heaven and says he sat at the right hand of the Father. He had delegated it to the body of Christ. Get her done, body of Christ.
Right, get her done. Now I forgot what I was going to say. It was so good, and it went, whoa!
Get her done!
Because that's where you took me off into another realm,
well,
but that's okay.
Went down that road
maybe
there.
Maybe we're supposed to be whatever. I don't know. I guess that's what you wanted to say. Maybe it's what God wanted to say. It was better than what I
would have
said.
Well, you were going to talk about some of that.
I was really, it was more about where the problems are. It's like there appears to be big problems. And it's not like there isn't a problem, because obviously the man cutting himself and all those things, those are real problems. They're not fake problems. But even when the city came out and didn't think they could handle him, God could handle it. So I guess I'll leave it always. God can handle it. Oh, I know what I was thinking about. Well, I'm in a group in the, this is what my request for all of you to do. I'm in a group, it's called Creative Imagination, and it's really using your imagination to visualize, kind of, it would be like Abraham visualized he had a son. He got off a little in his path, we know, but eventually he got, yes, I have a son. So I would say we need creative imagination. So we're going to give you a creative imagination. Actually,
that's a part of your revelation from God.
That because this group's like an art group. And so the creative imagination I'm thinking of is one that Randy said. He always thought of painting this picture. There's a picture of Jesus and the storm's there. So it's kind of like the demons and it's a stormy thing. He's mad and angry and comes out. And Jesus calms the storm, and Peter says, if it's you, Lord, let me walk on the water.
He said, come.
Well, he said, come, but we're going to make a different rendering that we're going
to
imagine.
Well, this is
more.
My vision.
Right.
You want me to say it?
You can say your vision, but okay. I have something to add to his vision he doesn't know about. He'll
I
let
truly,
him tell.
God would allow this to happen. If Peter went out there and walked in the water, then all the disciples are going, like a little kid, going, me too. I want to walk on the water too. So all 12 of them walked on the water with Jesus, and Jesus is in the calm, the storm is calm, and they're all walking. I can see this vision. They're all walking, and the boat's following. They're not even, the boat is just floating behind them as they're walking toward.
And the water's just pushing it along.
Yeah.
And then.
In a calm sea.
I have one more vision in this painting. So we have the 12 walking on the water that's calm, but the storm is still sort of far off. So it's still raining far, but where they are is very calm. And in the sky, you see a double rainbow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because God's telling them.
A double rainbow. I've seen those. Those
God's,
are so cool.
God's giving them a message. You guys got it. You're walking on the water. You're in the quantum faith. And
right. You're in the quantum.
And so that's what I'm leaving you with. Use your imagination this week. It's like kind of like you take your faith, which is the verb, and you add it to your hope. And your hope is really your imagination. You're imagining, you're somewhere in the future and you look much better than you look right now. So you imagine where you're going. So we'll say, imagine you got a raise at work. Imagine,
I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Right.
Or my youth is renewed like the wings of an eagle.
Right, or some way you weren't really thinking about, you filed something and all of a sudden you get this refund you hadn't expected ever to come.
And you think, I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city. That's Deuteronomy 28.
Or your imagination gives you a new invention, a new create, because you have a friend who's working on two.
Oh, yes,
patents,
two inventions.
Right, that he's
one
doing.
One he's already.
But we won't tell what they are because he's patenting.
Trying to get somebody to jump on the bandwagon.
Right, and so we're not going to tell what his creation is, but God will give you something. So use your imagination, your creative imagination. Imagine if you have a child, a prodigal son, you hear him knocking at the door, and then you use your hope and your imagination, and you connect it with your faith that you get from reading the Word, and then you know that you know that you know you got it.
Yeah,
even before you see it, you got
right.
It.
Right. As I've heard people say, I have a lot of money and I have a nickel in my pocket. I know I have a lot of money, but I have a nickel in my pocket. So you don't care about what the physical is. You see it in the quantum.
In your imagination.
Yeah,
and
you're somewhere in the future. You look much better than you look right now.
Right. So that's what we're leaving you with. Use this week as you go about your week. And everybody will have their own imagination and their own purpose and where God's sending them, and we say
truth wins.
Truth, whoops, like where's my
truth
finger?
Wins.
There's truth wins, whoops, truth wins, and we shall know the truth this week.
And the
week.
Truth shall set us free.
Have a great week.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.